Legend and Gary Clark Jr. going wild on a Friday, 10 minutes past 9, and you're on 88 FM. With James Bay just before that, and a tune called Wild Love. You can see a little bit of a theme developing there. Why are we going wild? Well, it's all in anticipation of a very special event that's coming to the Dolphin Coast this time next week, 1 week to go. For a very, very exclusive fundraising event, all in support of an incredible local organization called Free Me Wildlife, with hopes of getting a special Dolphin Coast Free Me Wildlife satellite station set up in the very near future. An exclusive gala dinner and auction is on the cards now at Zimbali Country Club next Friday, the 2nd of August. And to tell you what is in store and why you need to grab a ticket before they're all gone, because I believe they have been flying, which is great news. In the studio with me this fresh Friday morning, Lindy Elms is back on the microphone, a passionate local conservationist in her own right, and the lady spearheading the fundraising drive for Free Me Wildlife on the KZN North Coast. Lindy, welcome back. How are you today?
Thank you, Mark. All good, thank you. Excited for next week.
1 week to go, hey? The time has flown since we first had our chat, and really excited that you brought back up this morning in the form of the man who will be delivering a special presentation connecting to the wild this time next week. Graham Dwayne is an Emmy Award winning documentary filmmaker. He is a son of South Africa, and he's right here on the microphone on Radio Life and Style. Graham, welcome to you. How are you doing?
Thanks, Mark. You're well, thank you.
Great to have you. I'm really excited to have a little chat and find out where you're going to be taking things with your presentation. But before we get into the details there, Lindy, let's just take a step back and explain what is on the cards and how it's all going to be working at the fundraising event at Zimbali this time next week. Give us the juicy details, and let's start, I suppose, with the mission and the cause at the heart of this whole thing. Can you tell us a little bit more about Free Me Wildlife, what it's all about?
Okay, Mark. So Free Me Wildlife is up in Harwick. It's a rescue and a rehabilitation center. And we will be opening a branch in Balito as a rescue and stabilization facility. So the gala dinner evening will be to support that, to start our kickstart that project off here.
It's going to be a fantastic resource to have set up here on the Dolphin Coast. It, I believe, will be the first of its kind as far as satellite rescue and stabilization centers go for Free Me Wildlife. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. They do have a few other outlets, but this will service the whole of the North Coast. Eventually, we'll start in Balito and expand out as we grow.
That is so cool, and something that we want to make a reality as soon as possible. And obviously, it's only going to be possible with the support of good people, good hearts on the Dolphin Coast. And this is the first big splash to try and galvanize some fundraising towards this goal. What can attendees expect at this really special gala dinner and auction happening next Friday?
So we've got quite a lot of exciting things on the cards. Obviously, we have Graham Dwayne with us, who will be doing a presentation with some of his experiences. He'll explain to you. And then we have really amazing items to auction. We have a painting by Jane Digby. And we have a street legal racing Cobra car that'll be at the event.
That's why Graham's really there, to get up close to the street racing.
Time for my midlife crisis.
There you go. That's awesome stuff. So, and of course, in a really special gala dinner setting with a dress code, smart with a touch of wild, Zimbali Country Club is the venue. And tickets going for 650 Rand. And they are, when I say going, they are already flying. And I predict by this time next week, they may very well be sold out. So don't leave it, folks. If you want to still grab a spot or a table, are there still tables left?
Yes, there are. They are still, there's probably about 30 seats still left. But people have made promises to book, so they are going to go quickly.
Ooh, this is the thing. So if you want to make sure that you have got your ticket sorted and booked for the event next week, quicket.co.za, that is the portal to go and grab your ticket online. Is that right, Lindy?
Yes, that's correct.
Brilliant. Otherwise, if you want to get in touch and if you have any inquiries, can I give out your number, your direct contact line, Lindy?
Sure.
The number is, are you ready? Get your phone out your pocket. 083-607-4498. That's 083-607-4498. And make sure that you and your friends and family are there to witness this really special presentation. Captivating moments caught on film, connecting to the wild. A special presentation by, as I said, a special guest in the studio, Emmy Award winner Graham Dwayne. Graham, I've just been looking at a little bit of stuff online, a bit of your journey into filmmaking, and you've had some crazy adventures over the course of your career. Hey, I mean, I see you've been privileged enough to like ride on a great white shark and share an underwater cave with a huge Nile crocodile, and obviously it's been a career with many highlights, and chief among them an Emmy Award for the Great Migrations Project, and work done for some of the big names in television, Nat Geo, Discovery Channel, Amazon Video, Netflix. You're right up there, and I can only imagine it's going to be quite a tale that you spin looking back on your career. What are we in for when it comes to this special presentation, Connecting to the Wild?
Well, Mark, you're giving the game away a little bit, huh? So, you know, I think what I realized sort of halfway through my career, I've been shooting docs for about 30 years, and, you know, I kept watching the films that I'd shot when they were put together, and I thought, you know, the real profound moments were actually your experiences in the process of filming.
Yeah.
And that was always interactions with animals. And those stories don't get told in the films. You know, so that's what I speak about. And
awesome.
Some of those are, yeah, they'll be with me forever. Some of them are like the interactions with animals on a level that I haven't seen with other people, you know, experiences. And it's very interesting for me to talk about and unpack them, because a lot of the time I have to make excuses. Because when you tell people that, well, I have to explain myself.
Yeah.
And you tell people that you've scuba dived with a crocodile, they think you're crazy. And I don't think I'm crazy at all. So I unpack all of this, and then I kind of segue into, you know, that intrinsic value of being in wild spaces and what that means to you. And of course, that then bleeds into what Freemi's doing. And as South Africans, we take this for granted, because here on the Dolphin Coast, you can go and sit on the beach and watch the waves. And why do you feel so fulfilled when you're in those wild spaces? And it's just really good for your soul on a fundamental level.
Absolutely.
And rescuing wildlife is a very similar thing. You've got to give back. And I think if you're passionate about the wild, you naturally want to conserve it.
Makes sense, right?
So yeah.
The alignment between your journey, your mission as a documentarian, and the Free Me Wildlife mission, the synergy there is obvious, right?
It's obvious. It's a really basic thing that a lot of us take for granted. And, you know, a lot of the times when I've spoken before, people all of a sudden make that connection that was already there, and they realize the value of going for a walk in the forest, or sitting in your garden watching birds, or riding on the dorsal of a great white. It's just different levels.
Yeah. But I suppose when you explain it like that, yeah. You've been fortunate enough to have some of these high level experiences, these things that when you tell the tale, people's jaws kind of drop. But also, being in the industry that you're in, with cameras rolling, I imagine that there are moments that have been left on the cutting room floor that haven't made it into the final storytelling mix, because, as you say, maybe they didn't fit with that particular narrative, but in and of themselves, they were quite remarkable. Is there going to be a chance for possibly some footage, some behind-the-scenes stuff to get a bit of a play?
Yeah, I'm nothing without my images. So fortunately, you know, my experiences don't make the movie most of the time. So I get access to that, and I can use it in my presentation, which is heavily illustrated. And the other thing is, If I got up there without them, no one would believe me a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic to have that backup. And I really do live and die by my pictures.
Amazing.
And videos, yeah.
And will there be a chance for those in attendance to interact a bit, to ask some questions and to maybe prod you and go down the rabbit hole a bit?
Yeah, I really do. The presentation, I prefer it to be more organic. I like people asking questions even while I'm talking. I don't mind being interrupted. And, you know, oftentimes there is a really active Q&A at various times throughout the presentation, but often at the end. And yes, and also afterwards, I'm accessible for discussion and expansion on some of the stories. People want to know more, and, you know, that's... I'm there to do that, yeah.
Oh, this is so cool, and a chance for folks who are passionate about our natural biodiversity, our wildlife, and preserving it for future generations. This, I think, is an absolute must, a chance for you to ask questions and to be enthralled and engaged by a master storyteller, a documentarian, Graham Duane, doing his thing and taking you behind the scenes, behind the lens, witnessing some captivating moments, a caught on film, and the stories that go along with them. In a fantastic setting, a gala dinner with an auction to follow, and that Cobra racing car, and art by Jane Digby, and come on, why wouldn't you want to be there? All in support of the incredible Free Me Wildlife Project, with all proceeds going to Free Me Wildlife and the establishment of this really special Bolito base, rescue and stabilization unit, just to power the Free Me Wildlife mission even further. Lindy, what a coup to have pulled this all together, and to have such a high caliber guest speaker in the form of Graham coming to the fore and saying, hey, count me in. I'll be there on Friday. It's a real win, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very grateful for Graham to be there, and I'm so excited to see his work. So looking forward to that.
Man, I'm counting the days. So 1 week to go, folks. And as I said, the tickets have been flying. Limited space available. I believe we're expecting it's going to be a sellout event. But for the auction, there will be accommodation for some standing only space if you are looking to be able to put your bid in for those special items. Is that right, Lindy?
Yes, that's correct. So from 9 o'clock we'll open the floor to, it will have to be pre-booked standing space, because it will be limited. But yes, it will be limited standing space for the auction, and especially for the auction of the car.
There you go. So, once again, if you want to get in touch, you can reach Lindy directly on her number. I'm going to give it to you one more time. 083-607-4498. Otherwise, find tickets available online at quicket.co.za. And Graham, as we get ready for your special presentation next Friday, any last thoughts from you on the importance of the work that Free Me Wildlife is doing in conserving and preserving our natural environment and the creatures that make up the fabric, the tapestry of our wild KZN?
Yeah, Mike, you know, one thing that really impressed me when I met the guys was, you know, rehabilitating animals is difficult enough, but one of the hardest things is sometimes you actually don't take the animal out of the wild. Sometimes the better thing to do is just leave it there. Mm. And these guys have such an amazing balance, and they understand the challenge of rewilding that creature again, which is actually the biggest. And that takes experience and know-how and commitment. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I was happy to put my hand up for this, because they are the real deal. Mm. And I was so impressed.
Wow. With decades in the game and servicing the whole of the KZN province, Free Me Wildlife, it's a name that has got some serious credibility behind it, as you say, and this will only make their mission even more impactful if we can raise the funds to get this special Bolito base off the ground. So this is your chance, Bolito. Make a plan, put it in your diary, and get your dress code sorted, smart with a touch of wild, for this special gala dinner and auction at Zimbali Country Club. Tickets 650 rand, and it's all going down next Friday, the 2nd of August. My special guests in the studio with me, passionate conservationists Lindy Elms and Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker Graham Duane. Guys, wishing you a fantastic Friday and looking forward to next Friday when we get to have a bit of a razzle for a cause. What do you say?
Hey. Great, thank you, Mike.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
You awesome. Heard it right here on Radio Life and Style.
I'm a real wild one. Wild one. Wild one.
Here's Iggy Pop going wild. 25 minutes past 9. You're locked into Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Bolito.